Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, fuck you, man! Who put this thing together? Me, that's who! Who do I trust? Me!
Who can I trust in this time of need? Who can I trust to stand by me? Who can I trust? Who can I trust in this time of need? Who can I trust to stand by me? Who can I trust? Trust not a damn soul. I got a 4-5 fully loaded that'll make your body turn cold. See me in the block, just know that I'm there. Use a loud mouth, nigga, tight your butts in the air. You won't shoot nobody cause I know that you're scared. That's why I can't have you around when it's time to go there. Your actions speak louder than words. That's why I can't hit. Every move you make to me is so damn clear. The liquor being poor for you is so damn near. So you better be cool unless you want to cater run through. Get lit up like blunts do. You don't really want food. The rats are put upon you. Well, how your ass gone do? I'm thrilled with everything that I say that I'm gon' do. You just all talk. That's why nobody fucking warned you. Fucked up, you're left alone. Don't look for me for no help. Better get familiar with that thing in your belt. Who can I trust in this time of need? Who can I trust to stand by me? Who can I trust? Who can I trust in this time of need? Who can I trust to stand by me? Who can I trust? Who can I trust in this time of need? Who can I trust to stand by me? Who can I trust? Who can I trust in this time of need? Who can I trust to stand by me? Who can I trust?
Who can I trust when that 4-5 bust? Because we hopping out of trucks that's like two stories up. With two pistols on our nuts and ain't no time for negotiation. A lot of fake niggas, but it ain't no association. Murk some niggas in the church, you can call it assassination. Man, I know that shit hurt, ain't no need for fabrication. Return them to the dirt, sit they ass down with Satan. I ain't waiting on shit, I show a lack of patience. I ain't hating on shit, I take it like a rapist. I be skating on the dating, riding with a bitch to patient. Very simple, nigga. No need for complication. I'ma pop him like a pimple. You can call it proactivation. And trust ain't the topic I choose to discuss. Because Lucifer's in the bitty, you get your ass touched. Y'all bitch ass nigga pillow talking with them hoes. I can keep my mouth shut and I stay up in my mode.
Who can I trust in this time of need? Who can I trust to stand by me? Who can I trust? Who can I trust in this time of need? Who can I trust to stand by me? Who can I trust? Who can I trust in this time of need? Who can I trust to stand by me? Who can I trust? Who can I trust in this time of need? Who can I trust to stand by me? Who can I trust?
Hey, welcome to Grind Never Gonna Bang Out Radio.com.
What's happening?
What's good with you, bro?
Shit, big chilling over here with our, we got a special guest today too, Cripple King chilling with us.
Cripple King in the house. You already know who you're talking to. Supreme and
Jay Payton, man.
Hey, man. What a wonderful episode of Grind Never Gonna Bang Out Radio.com, man. We got a wonderful show for you, man, today, man. We got a few topics, you know what I'm saying? We're going to speak on, you know what I'm saying, a little Black History Month, you know what I'm saying? We got some Super Bowl. You know, we definitely got to have some Super Bowl conversation in here. And we're going to talk about janky promoters, you know what I'm saying?
Janky promoters.
And you know what I'm saying? And I know all you independent artists out there listening, other people out there that's been to, like, events and all that, and it just really wasn't, like, up to par as what they would say they was going to do and all that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's a little fraudulentness in there. So we're going to speak on janky promoters and all that, man. Man, and such and such. But Jay Payton, man, what's up with you, man?
I don't know, man. What's up with you? Like, I'm just happy to be here right now. I'm just happy to be on the air again, man, because I think last week, what, we weren't on last week, huh?
Nah, we wasn't on last week, you know what I'm saying? We was doing a little running around. We got to, you know what I'm saying, get a new boost of energy for the show, you
yeah,
feel me?
I was missing the listeners, man. I was missing them something horrible, you know, having dreams of them listening to my voice. What not?
He's doing some LL Cool J daydreaming over there, man. You was in your white shirt with the button up and all.
You already know. Oh, I need love. No, I need listeners.
Need somebody listening. Pouring water on your chest and shit. Like. You need the voices, man. But yeah, man, we got a wonderful show, man. We you know, we bring you the liveest music straight to your fingertips, you know. If y'all want to be a part of the show, hit us up at 661-621-7559. Just press talk one. Press one to talk to the host. See, man, I took a week off. Now I'm all tongue-tied. Don't it seem like that sometimes? When we do off, like, then you come back, it seems like it feels good, but, you know, you still low. I guess I need to save some more. You feel me?
You probably still got, like, some wings or something stuck in your teeth from yesterday, huh?
Yeah, I was thinking that, too, because I didn't pick out yesterday. You feel me? I went in, man. Good Super Bowl weekend and whatnot and all that. Hey, who you had going for the Super Bowl?
Honestly, I don't. I keep it real, man. I really don't even follow. I watch more UFC than anything. But a majority of the people that I saw was going for New York anyway. So yeah. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I was going for the Patriots. You feel me?
For the Patriots. Well, they got their ass whooped away.
They lost.
you sure it wasn't an ass whooping?
No, it wasn't an ass whooping.
Oh, okay. Because you know what an ass whooping is, right?
Yeah, yeah. I have seen some ass whoopings. I'm part of some ass whoopings. You know what I'm saying? And I probably conducted like two ass whoopings in my day. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, I know. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah. But at least you obviously I lost my train of thought right quick, but at least you ain't one of them dudes that you can tell, and I'm just what. But see, now you did maybe do it.
No, I know what you said. It's always me. Yeah. No, I know what you said though, because I ain't gonna lie, man. I be seeing dudes sometimes, and they be trying to fake the phone, like, "Oh yeah, man, I caught the game and woody woo," and say, "But you don't even know none of the players' names, none of their numbers." I ain't gonna lie, because you'll catch me quick. I'm a bad liar, man. I'm horrible.
But you tell the truth a lot. So sometimes you tell the truth a little too much.
Yeah, I got to, yeah. Man.
Boy, you're more than you should, you feel me? But that's a different story, you know. We're going to say that for another time. But if y'all want to be a part of the show, hit us up at 661-621-7559. Just press 1 to talk to the host and whatnot. Like I said, we got a whole show packed full of excitement and other things of that nature.
Action and candy and shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Explosives.
Which candy?
So much, you know what I'm saying? We ain't going that far. We might touch you, you know what I'm saying? But we ain't going full throttle on y'all. But right now, we're going to go into some more hot independent music. So y'all keep it locked right here on Grind Never from BangOutRadio.com.
Candy.
Hello, everybody. The Dagger, L.A., West Coast all.
Damn right.
And this right here,
what
is probably as close as I'm going to get to a thing. So...
Westside, Pac, half a world.
niggas with an attitude.
Westside.
Come on. Sugar free. Fuck a bitch. Make a word. And if I say, then I'm representing
too short.
UGK and perfect team, but many lost before the time.
Got you all in check.
Thanks.
What's the problem?
Underrated, always hated, always made it. People violated, it's my life, so I would never trade her. If I hesitated, now I'm so perpetual. The best of both worlds in one man. A nigga let
you go.
Always gotta work. Entire life is full of hurt. Using everything I learned. Try to keep it comical, but niggas always think I'm
tall. Dagger, what you doing?
What you think? Red showing off.
Giving the people a little twist effect. I got love for myself. I don't need your respect. I got so many stories. The most on my back. I trusted way too many people. Yeah, I fell in the tracks. And now I got your mama track. Slap and feel the bitch.
Dagger, it's your turn to shine.
Yeah, you're right. I'm getting music is my purpose. I'm never losing soul.
What?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. That's how this time of this
to the home when you make it travel. Talk that slick shit, give you this. My rules engagement consists of fists and clips. Studio session consists of ass and chicks. Plus rank to my niggas, it's who I split. We get with self-ex, ain't no crew better than. I see the big in Picasso, I got better plans. The land of the scan left, the world desire us. I throw words like a bullet train, turn to dust.
First off, I'ma tell it how a T.I. is. Never learn on credit, you can tell the truth and get paid. Some business keep it real, some keep it fake, and fake. I've been on my big dog shit since 08. T-bone and eggs on my break fast lane. I get money with go-getters, stay on the move, we have a hit. Put your cap back, we wig spitters. My squad be nothing but ill niggas. Stand off like face off when it come to my R. Fuck what you thought, Buster, this is what it is. So fake, you smash on fools, eat niggas like finger foods. Never no worries, we kick gas like this. The fury. I'm only dead or alive, and some of my enemies out. That's why I keep a pistol grip on my lap at all times. I say suck and suck and pull up home, but take me for mine. I don't sneeze, don't call, just break my off. They say I'm kinda sick right now, but I'm trying to get wealthy.
There's a walk through the valley in the shadows of death. I'm breaking holes in motherfuckers till there ain't none left. Criminal mind get yo, your word out, no doubt. You been fucking scared, now it's time to get the fuck out. But don't bother, already got a fix for you. I'll fuck them down, then ask them what they hitting for. Just like that, yeah, it's all good. Coming through and stripping from the swag in your hood. Yo, it's me that they want, but they just can't have. Dipping on your block with a dose of swag. Looking for a chick so I can wax that ass. Put her on the block and let her stack my cash. Please let me continue. There's more on the menu. Coming to your set, let me fuck up your venue. Now everybody needs to get the face down. You know what time it is. Now get the fuck down.
I'm good with a dual exhaust. Double barrel, break them off. Throw whip through bone marrow. When I finish, letting off. Hungry nigga, never scared. Cold cuts to your head. Play the field cool, you catch your heat from the dread. Boy, I never lose. Heavy tools when I come through. See the move like earthquakes when I want to. Learn the way around. Palmdale is the town. Get lost out of bounds. Get found on the ground. 8-ball corner pocket. I serve a nigga smooth. 2 clips loaded up. Send shots through your roof.
Drop bombs like Bush with a button. Them things got my back, you know I ain't frontin'. Ain't no second guessing. You can tell who's the best in. Indiana storms take the heart out your chest in. East Coast state of mind banging on the west. My niggas hold court, give a fuck who got next.
Hell yeah, I take it down. He grew a cup around, got a couple of his grand, so you know I stay flossin'. Hitting up flossin', new shoes on my ride. Shorty wanna ride, so I let her ass inside. She fuckin' with the SI, fuckin' with a restable. Shoot him in his testicle and turn him to a vegetable. When I blow that mush, I blow it on that fire. Boy, I like to get high and higher and higher. Cake stacked up like every day, it's my birthday. Fuck what she say and fuck what they say. Four, I'm on the block and I'm getting that paper. Then I'm a soldier and I push that way. Grinding to the death of me, gotta get that cake up. Drake down the drip and I can see that you're high me. Wonder how I keep a flock of bitches around me. Heads up and gone and they blowed off the Henny. If you feel you can fuck with me, then come get it. Boy, I'm on a mission and plus a sick with it. Get your game up, looking fresh in my skin. Too bad none of y'all niggas can fuck with me.
Hey, welcome back to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. That's boy Kate Watts with the greatest MCs, you know what I'm saying? Put it down. Y'all know we bring you the hottest independent artists, bring it straight to your fingertips and whatnot. Yeah, man. We got a lot of different combos going on today, man. We got the Black History Month, you know what I'm saying? Speaking of that, real quick, before
I've been looking on Facebook a lot, and all anybody ever been talking about is Valentine's Day, and everybody just completely forgot about Black History Month. So, for all you women out there on Facebook talking about, I wonder who's going to be my Valentine. Nobody, bitch. No, I'm just playing. You're not a bitch.
I'll take you.
You know what I'm saying? If you ain't got nobody, you know what I'm saying? Cripple King will holler at you. You feel me?
That's right. I'll take anything.
Okay. He's
very available.
Yeah, very available. His availability is very open, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
wide open,
you know what I'm saying? But yeah, that is crazy though, you know what I'm saying? On that note, if you gotta ask somebody to be your Valentine's, more than likely you're not gonna have Valentine's. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Valentine's is a feeling type of thing, you know? And everything like that. But yeah, Black History Month, man. I was thinking about that, you know, when the beginning month started, like, damn. You know, I know what everybody says, we got the shortest month and everything like that. I don't understand why we even have a month, to be real. You know what I'm saying? Cuz I don't know why they would name it a Black History Month, cuz we the people that helped build America and whatnot. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it really shouldn't be, we shouldn't have our own section of history, you know what I'm saying?
It should just be Human Day.
Yeah.
Human Year.
Yeah, you know, something like that, because, you know, people, I want to show you a clip. Actually, I'm going to get that for you in a minute, you know what I'm saying? But what do you think about that, Jack?
What you over there breaking, man?
I'm doing a whole bunch of other stuff, man. I'm trying to drink this tea. I'm doing, trying
honestly,
to pick up my stuff.
Personally, I just think, like, a lot of people just forget, man. I mean, there's certain, I don't know, man. In a way, I kind of feel like it's like to shut us up in a way. Like, here you go. Here's a month, motherfucker. Shut up.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Just a gimme or something like that.
You know, I'm still, you know, a lot of us still waiting on that 40 acres and a mule, you know, of course.
Yeah.
We're never going to get that. So, therefore, here's your month, you know. So, and then, you know, how everybody says, oh, yeah, it's the shortest month of the shortest month in a year and shit, but hey, I don't know. I really don't know what to make of it. Just, I guess it's a special time to, like, sit down and think about, you know, how far a lot of us have came, you know, all the way from segregation to, you know, to now. I mean, there's still a lot of...
not even segregation, just from,
even before that.
From the chains, you know what I'm saying? From
chains,
the, you know what I'm saying? All that, you know, I don't think, you know what I'm saying, we could really, like, you know, just put it all in a month, you know, like,
yeah,
celebrate
exactly.
It in all month, like,
yeah.
People, this is a whole lifetime of the world, you know what I'm saying, the whole thing, you know,
yeah.
If, you know, I'm gonna give you a little clip right now from the Morgan Freeman thing, a little something he was talking about, because it's a whole, like, 60 minutes interview, but I got this clip. We're gonna go in there real quick.
Black History Month, you find ridiculous. Why?
You're gonna relegate my history to a month?
Oh, come on.
What do you do with yours? Which month is Black History Month?
Well,
come on, tell me.
Well,
I'm Jewish. Okay. Which month is Jewish History Month?
There isn't one.
Oh. Oh. Why not?
Yeah.
Do you want one?
No, no.
No. I don't either. I don't want a Black History Month. Black history is American history.
How are we going to get rid of racism?
Stop talking about it. I'm going to stop calling you a white man.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask you to stop calling me a black man. I know you as Mike Wallace. You know me as Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, that was a little snippet from the 60 Minutes interview. Y'all can catch that out on YouTube. I'm going to try to put that on my Facebook page in a little bit. But yeah, man.
That's crazy right there, man. That's serious right there. I like how, man, that's crazy. I ain't never
Peep Out Boy said when he was like...
he was like, oh, wait a minute.
I'm Jewish.
I'm not white per se. I'm Jewish.
I got the
look. I never thought it was a difference.
It's crazy, you know what I'm saying? But he really tried to...
He
should have known he was white because he did a real white move.
Exactly. He said, you know how when white people think, they be like, and then they do that lip, that bottom lip thing?
Yeah. Your lips start quivering, like, oh.
I'm a little parched.
Yeah, he said, I need some water with a lemon. Some cucumber water. Yeah, but when he spoke on it, it was just like real crazy because he's like he touching on real. Because when I seen the clip, seen the interview, it was like Morgan Freeman on like Black History Month. And I'm like, damn, he the blackest person we know. He's he's one. So quote unquote, he's a black leader. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the original.
You know what I'm saying? Because he's old as hell. He don't get in no trouble. I think he still got kids with one baby mama, you know what I'm saying? I don't think he jump around, you know what I'm saying? He's after Obama, that's all we got next is Morgan Freeman. You know? Yeah. Yeah, so it's like I don't know. I tripped out when I first seen it, but then like he was making like real points, you know what I'm saying?
That makes a lot of sense what he said though, man, because sometimes you do get into these little situations where you're talking to somebody and you know they want to remind you that you are what you are. It's like, dude, I wake up every morning and I know what I am, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, hey, black guy, or hey, white dude, you know what I'm saying? Nobody want to hear that all day, you know.
But I'm a victim of that though, because what he's saying, like, I'm gonna stop calling people black man, white man, and everything like that. Sometimes you can't think of nothing else. Just describe her, and you'd be like, yeah, Joe from up the street.
I think that's a little different.
And then you'd be like, the white dude.
I think it's a little different when you speaking like, you know, say me and you having a conversation, and we're talking about somebody else that's not in the room or something like that, and you know you can't really put a face to it or whatever. That's the next best thing. But like saying it to you, like say I came up to you and was like, oh man, you that black dude, huh? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I get that a lot. I know a lot of you listeners
get that a lot.
Not, man. Oh, you're the black dude that does comedy. Or you're the Mexican guy that does the improv, you know, speaking about Cripple King, right? I'm sure he gets it sometimes.
That cripple guy.
Oh, even that, you know what I'm saying? I mean, why do we got to be reminded of what we are? You know what I'm saying? Nobody want to hear that.
I don't get a lot of that. Like, people just don't come and like, yo, you're that black guy, or hey, you're the fat guy that was doing something like... I think I got that look in my face, you know what I'm saying? When I don't smile, people just say I just look angry. When I'm just happy as I can be, I'm just...
You just look hungry.
I seen them and they come to their line after the buffet.
I know exactly. Yeah, I feel what Morgan Freeman is saying though. Yeah. You know, and especially, I guess it might depend also like on your profession because... you know, like I said, I do stand up and improv and acting and all that stuff.
Entertainment is one of the places that you're
really
gonna know your race, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
They always gonna try to remind you.
Yeah, and then they make certain jokes and it's just like, man, you know, all right, it's cool. Sometimes, you know, we gotta be a little loose sometimes, but it's like all the time, man. You know, I'm not the type of person that'll just snap out and be like, hey man, quit, you know what I'm saying? Unless it's I just can't take it, you know, take too much more of it. It's just, sometimes it's overwhelming, man. But I hear exactly what Morgan Freeman is saying.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. We're gonna come back with a little bit more Black History talk in a minute. We're about to get into some independent music. But if you guys want to join the conversation, hit us up at 661-621-7559 or hit us up at Steady Grinder or James Payton.
Someone racist call in.
Yeah, we want to hear a racist Nazi or something call in. We want everybody's opinion, you feel me? Yeah, so, yeah, you hit us up and everything like that. And we're about to get into some more music. Let me give a shout out to my boy MKD out there. You know what I'm saying?
MKD,
doing that, listening to him right now. Matter of fact, let's get into some MKD right now. You know, go hard or go home. Right here on Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com.
Ride for the homies, die for the homies. If you don't know me, I treat you like Sony. Just act my piece, they know the deal. Put the gun in my hand, I will kill, kill, kill. Trust me, if you do, you be sorry. Body chopped up in a bag, now I'm hungry. Put you on a grill, eat you up alive. Chainsaw massacre, no one survived. Crazy in the head, been dropped so many times. So watch what you say, you better stay in line. That's a good boy, be a good man. Hacked up once, I will break your hand. I'm the top dog, you way down beneath me. Now get on your knees, now that's how you greet me. True to myself, don't care what you say. A G in this bitch, I put that on me. For real, when the clock strikes 12, I'ma come out with the homies, I swear. Just hand me the clock, I will shoot anybody. Pop, pop, pop. Now you see it on the news. Dead man walking, I gave him the blues. And I don't give a fuck. I'm a rude boy, watch me aim up. Watch me aim at these dudes. Bloody brain, now they screw. Off the chain, off the roof. Take your dame, I'm a fool. Better step back, get it, here's a clue. The man of the shit, commander of my crew. Look, I will put two into you. Anybody standing next to you, they can get it too. And my squad stay hungry. Looking like lunch, man, we call you baloney. These niggas are phony. Talking about they bust guns, do you not my homie? Cause I stay with killers, drug dealers, money go getters. That's real tough. We all about the dollar. My pocket fat, you broke, that's a problem. And if you have an issue, I'll be the one hit you right in your bone prison. When the clock strikes 12, I'ma come out with the homies, I swear. Just hand me the clock, I will shoot anybody. Pop, pop, pop. Now you see it on the news. Dead man walking, I gave him the blues. And I don't give a fuck. I'm a rude boy, watch me aim and I fuck. When the sky turns dark, the guns will spark. Run up in your house till you cash you a mark. Give me all your dough, take me to your safe. While your girl screaming out, I'm getting raised. That's my goons in the background. They so ill, pit bulls never back down. They will show you what the Mac sound. Put it on your head, feel that lead, time to sleep now. Now you're laying in the coffin grave, 6 feet deep, you trapped in hell cave. Don't worry about your baby mama, I'm stepping in, fucking her till the summer. I thought you knew I'm not a nice guy. Gemini, crazy, yelling out, suicide. Aiming at these dudes, fucking guys. 12 o'clock, they count to ride. When the clock strikes 12, I'ma come out with the homies, I swear. Just hand me the clock, I will shoot anybody. Pop, pop, pop. Now you see it on the news. Dead man walking, I gave him the blues. And I don't give a fuck. I'm a rude boy, watch me aim and I bust.
This should be played at high volume.
Yes, it should. Let's get to it. YG once again. Back to the money. Yeah, I'm playing with you, girl. It's insane. You know what it is. Check me out.
YG with the flow when it's oh so nasty. I leave your trashy ass in a plastic bag. You know I'm strapped to something that'll split them in half. God, please forgive my past, but bless my future. These crooked ass niggas got me hot like a reaper. Had me on up the Kobe shit, turn me into a CD. I'm running shit for my team so hard, so fast up in that red and black. You know it don't ask for free. They re-up on my back and 50 more up in my west. My niggas wild like Banshee, they just can't stand me. Give me 100K, I'll make it through a cop tape. Real sexy nigga with a cool little baby face. You wanna know who your ladies lay? Like. Gonna fall back and follow me, and I'ma lead the way. Nigga, I'm from Cali with a yada, he's unhappy. For a sack of weed, I'm back to peace. And sit your ass in that PZE. I'm the season MVP, and that BENZ. White like Cindy. Your whole pop tag, and believe you pop pity. A nigga so tricky, and that city color pity. We pop his shit till it's empty. Please don't tempt me.
I told you, nigga. I told you.
YG,
YG, YG. HR double, man. Back to this money shit. Mm-hmm. I say always. Cause it's all about one thing. You know what it is. That's the bread. Fuck y'all. You understand that? HR double. Big up to Supreme. What's poppin' with you, man? I hope you do what I do back here. You know how I get down. Fucking me, that's hot.
This one. I got number 7 with me, so you know I'm feeling lucky.
You know
these niggas in heaven in a half a second with the Mac 11. Standing on the floor, pressing on the rubber grip. Busting at you, sons of bitch like Tyler's. We don't ever put like mine, cause you'll be hella thick. Turn his brain to catch him, I aim it from the neck up. Strong arm, and again, no, he never mess up. No, he never let up. Tell him not to get ahead of himself. I'm headed to the shelf, there'll be another notch on my belt. You better take the help, cause
don't
I pray your business. So many thoroughbreds, bitches looking like the freakness.
Bang,
salute to Lieutenant, man, you niggas skin it.
Why don't
flying down like you. You hear my nigga eye rockin',
you know he
looks real close, you see the fans watching the street. Nigga never talked about, nigga never walked him down. You will fuckin' hawk him down, he put his lodge in his prime.
Yeah, man, shit, I ain't doing shit, it's just what I do. I mean, fuck, YG, Supreme, we the only ones in the booth right now, you know what I'm saying? We gon' hold it down, regardless of that HR double thing, fuck what y'all talking about.
Welcome back to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. It's my boy YG over there, you know what I'm saying? Doing, putting it down with Hitman. Shout out to my boy, man. We're going to need to get him back in here for an interview, man. Show some love back to the, show some love to the grind, man. But yeah, man, we discussing Black History Month and whatnot, and we just heard a clip from Morgan Freeman discussing why, you know, we, like, he feel like, and he feel, and I kind of feel this way too, you know what I'm saying? But, we should just do away with Black History Month, man. We shouldn't just dedicate a month to that. You can't just dedicate a month to it. You gotta, it should just be part of history, you know what I'm saying? We don't need to classify it and all that other things and like that. And I don't know, I feel the same with him, you know what I'm saying? Because we did build America. We've been here since America too, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we came right when the white man came. You know, he brought us along on like a carry long. So, and we should be a part of that too, you know. And yeah, but right now we about to get into some more music right now, so y'all keep it locked right here on Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com.
Yes, yes. Another glorious occasion.
Another glorious occasion.
Told y'all, Young Buck behind us.
From
Happy Sixth Floor Day, y'all.
You.
Yeah. For everybody. What's up, Gina?
Gonna ride a shit.
Haha.
Please.
You wanna put me in the mix? Fuck that shit. Evading the bus with a skip and a twist. It's the bus to pick the upper. Original Jack Spoder. Cross it in the motherfucker. Crossing out the bus. There's so many hoods sold up. So many blocks tore up. Kind of feel the wrath for these riding ass young bucks. The conversation obsolete. They're talking to police. You step out of line and get real like some sleeves. Hood identity. My name is Big Gun. Anybody K, nigga, ride a number one. I never took a fall and I never was a baller. The hood gets deep, come on y'all, now follow me. We got niggas killing niggas, with chrome plated triggers. Fat dope sack for the cocaine dealers. Oh, you heard of me, you knew I was a rider. The cutlass, some go deep, must have mesmerized ya. Buzzers all mad cause they hoes love my dating. Even got your mama tripping off the gold plate. Cameras get cocked and hollows fly by. Teeth repeatedly, nines and four fives. Niggas in the bed, I'm fucking with the rider. Jump fucking and ride a Mac at the original website. Hammers get cocked and hollows fly by. Eat it repeatedly, nines and four fives. Niggas in the bed, I'm fucking with the rider. Jump fucking and ride a Mac at the original.
want the business. Tragedy awaits. Gutter with nicknames. Hustling on blocks contaminated with getaways. Ball head fades. Curly frozen French braids. Swerving in Malibu's Grand Prix. And Escalade's known for doing the damn thing. South Central niggas born and raised. Niggas mad, bitches hate. I love LA. Took bound the out of state of the company's in disgrace. How we cooked the whole cake. Chopped them and served them off the plate. Critically acclaimed. Known for bringing a who bag. Prepared and high and take cover of this rap game. It's full of toy soldiers, Scooby Doo's and Transformers. Can't rob them, keep it, get the culture of the world with this potent potion. Real life going for the gusto. While you other niggas watch gangsta flicks, try to look mean in your video. In the flick, you're pointing a finger like Arsenio. You niggas is beyond hospitable.
Cameras get caught and hollows fly high. Here repeatedly, nines to four five. Niggas end up dead, fucking with the rider. You're fucking in Rod Mac, the original West Side. Cameras get caught and hollows fly by. Here repeatedly, nines to four five. Niggas end up dead, fucking with the rider. You're fucking in Rod Mac, the original West Side.
I'm on that South Central shit, Chuck Taylor's, you know the basics. Cooking up shit till it look like this quick. So pounds of fast mix, cutting 350 on chrome whips. Heating glove when I get my serve on. Stay up 20, got a 24. Flippers on the flippers on. Glad next tail, got boost mobile phone. So a buck 50, I can chirp all day long. Watch where you walk, cause my name on the concrete. Wear all gray so that I match with the concrete.
I'm west with it, and I gotta go to the east to get the streets to listen to my inner city tendencies. Point blank, that gun is made of gangster. The one in the chain where the streets anger is matched by currencies and bangers. We residential, the turf is in our favor, hustling, hanging. Only God can understand our nation when we went wild and clashed with our neighbors. Try to talk what the west been craving with no optional hesitation.
All right, welcome back to Grind Never Gonna Bang Out Radio.com. You know what I'm saying? We discussing Black History Month. I gotta say something about that last song, man. The dude said he wears so much gray, he matches the concrete. He is committed.
Hey, I bet y'all wear more gray than him, though.
That's what I was thinking about you, too, and everything, because
yeah.
he's a gray dude. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you remember high school, man. I had the suede gray Chucks, man. Yeah. Nobody had
I think you had every gray shoe possible.
No. Hey, one day I went so far, and I was mad at y'all for letting me do this, but I went so far, and I had got some gray jeans.
Yeah, he did.
Great.
he had the whole gray fit. Like, he had a gray hat, a gray shirt, sweater, all that. I think he had some gray socks on, too. There you go.
Great, yeah, I swear. Gray draws, all that. And y'all just go, and y'all didn't say nothing. Y'all was grimy for that.
Yeah, you was trying to match that concrete.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, man, let's hit some of these phone lines. Let's get to phone lines, man. Let's holler at my boy MKD, man, our third host over there, man, over there holding down in D.C. What's good with you?
What's good with y'all? Y'all funny like shit. Y'all funny like shit. He had, homie James, you had the whole gray?
Yeah. You already know, man. That's my color right there.
Well, shit, if they did a draw ball, all you have to do is drop to the ground. They ain't catching you at all.
Like, go next to the wall and everything, man.
That's
yeah.
Yo.
Man.
Shit, that was your favorite color, homie?
It still is.
They rocking that gray and black now. That gray and black is hot now. They be rocking that.
Yeah, I don't.
The world
man. I think I started that.
Yeah, we're going to say tipped off that trend right there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Nah, it still is my favorite color. I won't be doing a gray jeans though right now.
Yeah.
That might be a little punch right there for me now.
Hey, but I believe I had some gray jeans back in the day, so but I didn't rock the whole gray. I probably had the gray jeans with the white Nikes and the white tee and shit. Something similar.
I had a gray bike too.
Yeah.
I had a gray nose pit too.
This didn't come out on a cloudy day. You wouldn't even know what to do.
I bet your whole room was gray.
Oh yeah, you already know it. They used to tell me I look like I'm about to start raining.
Like a sad day over there, cloud man. But MKD man, what's up with you, man? What you think about that whole? Did you listen to the Morgan Freeman thing? Did you hear that?
As soon as you get on there, I'm gonna put it on your Facebook. I'm gonna listen to that though. No, but like, you know, it's I have to say, like, we don't even do history. I don't even do history. But in a way, I'm glad they do have a Black Month history because like, think about it. We got Mexicans, we got Indians, and we got all kinds of, you know, Portuguese and all that shit. And, you know, they showing us some love by having a whole month. They have to go, you have to do a whole Black History Month on Black. You don't have a whole Black, you don't have a whole Black Indian month. You don't have a whole Black Latino month. So you have to think about, like, when we got here, we, even though they put us through so much shit, we still accomplished so much shit.
Yeah.
You know, we came over here, well, shit, we was brought over here.
Yeah,
and we had to fight for that. We had to fight for our freedom. Even when we got freedom, we wasn't still free.
Yeah.
And then even when, you know, there's a lot of shit we done, like the White House, the all these statues, all this shit over here in D.C. We did that shit, but they don't say nothing about it. We was slaving the right, building their homes and shit. But, you know, like peanut butter. Like, I don't know dude's name. I'm bad with names. Dude made
George Washington
like
Carver?
Like the food. People that eat now food nowadays. They, you know, Indians, they ate corn, bread, and bulls. You know, nobody didn't know how to mix no greens. Nobody didn't know about no cabbage. Nobody didn't know about no peas. What did they eat back? What did white folks eat back in the days?
Well, Black folks
ate corn.
It was like that milky stuff.
Yeah.
You see turkey back in the day.
So when they brought us along, we added our flavor to America. We added our flavor. So.
Yeah.
Even though it's just a money, even though they should be doing it every day, but you know this is a white man's world, you know, so we might as well be happy what they give us, and we need to get into that history shit, because I don't like history. My favorite in school, my thing was not science, what was it, about the body, female organs. That was my favorite thing.
What, sex ed?
Sex ed, exactly. That was my favorite class. Like, about the female reproductive system. That was history. It was like, fuck it. Yeah, we came over here. What else?
Yeah. But I definitely, I feel that, you know what I'm saying? But I still think we, like, it shouldn't, like, our history is too much to be going just into 1 month, especially a short month, you know what I'm saying? And it's been a lot of great Black people that have done a lot of great things, and us as a people, we then came through so much from, like you said, us being brought here to where we at now. You know what I'm saying? It's Black men.
But
that
you know they ain't gonna give it to us. They ain't gonna give us 12 months out of the year. They not.
Yeah.
Then we think about it. They did that. Like, damn, if we was like more into the history of our Black history.
Yeah.
There'd probably be like more motherfuckers be like, damn, if they can do it,
I mean,
with
we only,
so
we
much
only
less, didn't, we could
but
do
they,
more.
I feel we only not into it because it's not even taught enough, you know what I'm saying? Like, we only get this month right here, and that's the only thing people speak up on Black history, which Black people is a part of. We didn't build monuments in Washington, D.C. We didn't help for the architect, the South, basically, you know what I'm saying? The South basically actually made a lot of the companies that are still here, these cigarette companies, you know what I'm saying, and tobacco fields, these cotton manufacturers and everything like that. Black people put that on their backs, you know what I'm saying? Not by choice either. They didn't want to do that. They came over here. I mean, we brought over here to work, you know what I'm saying, for that. And I don't think it should just be, you know, in just 1 month, you know what I'm saying? That's just
I agree with you.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you. And
I'm thinking more about that Morgan Freeman thing, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like a slap in the face, you feel me? Like, you know, it's like the little kid that keeps asking for, oh, yeah, I want a PlayStation 3, I want a PlayStation 3, but the mama brings home a Sega, and just to make them be quiet, you know what I'm saying? Like, here's the thing, you know what I'm saying? Here's something just to be quiet, you feel me? You know? I don't know if that was a good analogy. I don't know. would kids be disappointed with a Sega nowadays?
Shit. A 6-year-old would be happy with that motherfucker.
Oh, and everything. Well, they ain't never had.
6 between 9 years old ain't know nothing about no games
PS3.
Or no Xbox. They take any games right now.
Oh, real talk. MKD, you going to stick around for a minute?
All day, every day.
Most definitely, bro. Let me get into another caller before we go to a break. Caller 5580. You are on the grind.
Don't act like y'all know. It's Marley B. What's good?
Marley, what's happening with you, girl?
What's good with you?
Nothing. I've been sitting here waiting to get on. I just called in the middle of that song.
Oh, my bad. You know
niggas wearing gray? Niggas wearing gray like that?
Come on. Hey, I was proud. I was proud.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. What's funny is I used to wear gray too, right?
Oh, shit.
Going to Inglewood High School, they had this little hood. And our colors was gray. So I had some gray corduroy chucks to match the gray khakis.
Ooh.
It was too much going on, money.
Classic.
Too much gray.
You make too much gray. Happy right there, man.
I'm about to go look those up right quick.
Hey. The suede was dope, too. They didn't have them on time that they bought me.
See, I have big ass feet.
Yeah, I couldn't get them. They didn't have them
Marley.
On three.
Marley, I don't know. I think I saw something. I don't know if I was on Facebook recently with you. Like some big news with you, right? Am I tripping or I am?
Nah, you ain't tripping.
Oh yeah. Okay, Marley.
I think
congratulations.
I know what you're talking about.
Yes, congratulations. I just want to say. Supreme, do you know what I'm talking about?
I know, I'm completely like, what did I miss? You know, I ain't been on Facebook in a minute. You know,
a couple of people might have missed the news because...
I feel all out the loop and everything. What happened? Yeah, my antennas was gone right now, man.
Yeah.
Can you let him know, Marley? Can you
me and the people know what's up, Marley.
All right. Okay. I'm just giddy. I'm really giddy right now. Okay, so basically, I got married this weekend.
What?
Damn. Ring-a-ling-a-ling. Yeah.
When did this crack off? Wait, hold on. You got
married? It didn't creep past me.
Yeah.
Okay, so,
hold on. Jay, how you feel about that, man? Because I know this must be a heartbreaker right now.
No comment. No comment because I just want to keep the peace.
Okay.
No comment.
Hell no.
I know my man's over there hurting right now. I know my man. He was like, God damn, man.
I did say that too.
I was like, God damn. Hey, that's crazy.
I have to live my life according to what makes me happy. So,
of course,
you know, for the first time in my life, I actually just said, fuck what everybody else thinks and did what I wanted to do. And it just happened to be what God wanted me to do. So,
yeah. Congratulations on that, though,
man.
I
actually left Cali.
Yeah.
What?
You left Cali? Damn, it's bombshell all over here. What the hell? Man.
I mean, well, if y'all seriously want to know the business, y'all can catch the interview with me and my husband, Levi, on Bang Out Radio Wednesday on Dagger Show.
Okay. Y'all definitely going to have to check that out.
But I married.
I'm gonna have to have my.
I married somebody that y'all interview all the time.
Oh, is that right?
Bro.
Yeah.
Ooh, good. I wonder who.
Levi Kev.
I can't. We interview him on the tour.
I don't know if y'all even had him on Monday, but he's been on Bang Out Radio a couple times. Topaz interviewed him. Dagger.
Well, let me just say congratulations to that, though, man. Everything, man. You found somebody that loves you and whatnot, and y'all love each other back and everything. That's a beautiful thing right there.
If it was a word to describe, like, maybe a step above love, then that's probably what it would be.
You're taking love to the tippy right there. You know what I'm saying? You're going over the top.
But I ain't changed. Y'all remember that. Marley B going to say
the same.
We just married, so, you know what I'm saying, we a force together now.
It's all about happiness, man.
Everybody had my back before, still got my back, and still, you know what I'm saying, want the best for me, then
yeah.
I should be you know, I still appreciate it.
Ain't no question here. That's how we, yeah, you already know.
I see Jay, you over there trying to keep it together, man. I feel like I see you being strong.
Put the gun down. Please.
You over there keeping it together. Oh, like, yeah, yeah, that's yeah, you're cool.
Talking about.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, man, that's crazy.
You know what's funny? People inboxing me like, "Oh, you bitch, how you getting married?" I'm like, "Oh, wait a minute. So I was supposed to marry you?"
Oh, say what?
Are you coming at me? I'm glad
they just get mad, huh?
Niggas is
you were
right
supposed
now.
To be mine.
No, really. They like, how the hell you marry a nigga away? You know, I mean, it is what it is. We've been talking for a minute, so.
Yeah.
You know, for those who go back and listen to those interviews, y'all can tell there was something there.
So was it instant? Was it like just an instant thing? Y'all just said like, or was y'all planning this? Or did y'all just be like, fuck it, you know, we're going to get married this weekend?
Well, I didn't plan it. He kind of had more of the plan, you know what I'm saying?
So he brought it up. How'd it go? I want to, you know what I'm saying? How would somebody propose to Marley B? You know what I'm saying? Like, did he rap it out or did he, like, you know, or he just came, like, you want to marry
me? It was a straight rap battle. Like, if you lose, you got to marry me, girl.
Yeah.
No. Nah, because he's a singer. You know, he used to rap. He's a singer, so. He didn't rap for me. He more old-fashioned country boy, so he actually asked my mom for my hand in marriage first.
Oh, traditional. Okay, that's old school.
Yeah, that's so, real old school. That's crazy.
My mom is she's a pretty hard nut to crack, so it was like,
was your mom cool with it at first, like, or did she just like, I don't know about this?
She was like, what'd she say? She said something. I done forgot. They got their own little relationship. So, but she, you know, more so was basically like, if that's what makes Marlena happy, then go for it. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to cut you. You don't take care of my girls.
So, did you guys have a themed wedding?
We're actually going to have a wedding in a few months in L.A., so...
Okay.
I'll be sending my invites out to the whole thing, our radio crew. You know,
let me do the live interview from there. Let me get the live interview. We're going to broadcast live.
I'll be the comedian.
From the,
it's going to be some cameramen and some celebrities there, so I think it'll be good to have Bang out there and do the live interview.
Oh, yeah. That's
fun.
Real.
That's a beautiful thing, Marley, man. That's beautiful right there, you know what I'm saying?
But I'm happier than I ever been with any other man, so I know.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, he's the one for me. You know what I mean? I had some friends come pretty close, but not quite as good as him.
Yeah.
Sure, man.
Well, we proud of you over here, Marley, man. You know what I'm saying? We hoping the best for everything.
I mean,
man,
you know.
I love to see that.
Y'all know where I was at a few months ago.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, most definitely. And I love the turnaround right there. You know what I'm saying?
Like slapping my haters in their face. So.
Yeah.
You didn't slap them in the face. You hit them in the head with a brick like Debo.
Right, with an anvil.
Yeah, you correct that. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, and it wasn't just a lot of people that wanted me. It was a lot of bitches. I mean, excuse me. It's a lot of females out there that wanted my man. They don't even know I know this, but you know what I'm saying? We laugh about them.
I thought you were gonna say there's a lot of females that wanted you. I was like, damn.
Oh, I left that out. I left that part out. It is.
That's serious.
I'm believe in that same sex marriage. But you know what I really wanted to talk about was Black History Month, and for those who do not know,
you didn't stop the bombshell. You went all in on. So how you feel about Black History Month?
Black History Month. Today is Bob Marley's birthday, so of course I want to give him a shout out. You know what I mean? Because he's resting in peace, and he brought a lot of peace to our black community, not just Jamaicans. You know, a lot of people only want to rep and support their own kind. Black History Month is not only it's not the only time we celebrate Black History, but it is the special time set aside for our nation to celebrate Black History. So a lot of people are still stuck in the mind frame of thinking, you know, well, all we get is this month. We get the shortest month out of the year, and it's like, you know, seriously? Look at where we've come. We don't only have February. We have at least thousands of streets named after Black historians. We have a Martin Luther King almost in every state, and we have a Martin Luther King street in almost every country. So, or not country, but continent. So we've come just a little bit farther than what we want to give ourselves credit for. And history was one of my favorite subjects in school. So, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of things we wouldn't have without Black history. So I don't look at it like it's celebrated in the shortest month of the year. I just look at it like we get 28 or 29 special days to, you know, give it up for the Black folks. You know what I mean? Every day of the year I look around and I see a stoplight and I eat peanut butter like MKD said. And I, you know what I'm saying, look at all of the things Black people have invented and I'm like, shit, we here every day.
But do you feel like do we need to, like, go away from the whole Black History Month thing? Like, why do we got to, like, categorize it, you know what I'm saying? We are Americans, you know what I'm saying? Like we should just be, it should just be called American history, you know? What do you think about that?
No, I don't think so. I think that, you know, throughout these years, our curriculum has been corrupt, just like the Constitution was corrupt the moment it was signed.
Yeah.
And I think that Black History Month kind of, you know, correctifies it. It kind of justifies why we put up a fight for freedom, and it also gives other races that might not have had enough, strength to go through what we went through, so they didn't, but they still look up to us because we came out of that stronger, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not too many races out there, you know, that can get in the White House after we went through what we went through. You know,
yeah.
That I'm telling, it's 3/4 of a person in the White House right now running our country.
Real talk.
It's like they could have put anybody else in the office. It could have been any other race. I mean, we get along with the Chinese so well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's so many races that I want to say America or Caucasian America or, you know, white supremacists put above Black people.
Yeah.
But they didn't make it to the White House first is basically what I'm saying. So we got to give credit where credit is due.
Mm-hmm.
Keep our Black History Month, because without Black History Month, we wouldn't be able to keep our kids, you know what I'm saying, educated throughout the year.
That is real talk, you know what I'm saying? Because, like you said, a lot of people don't have none celebrating their heritage in this country. So, you know, I do agree on that part, that they at least acknowledging the things that we did.
We acknowledge ourselves. It's like
Definitely.
It's pretty much like, you know what I'm saying, let's just say you got an all-white room and someone Black walks in, you can't tell me everybody not going to look.
No, I mean, that's just human nature. Some else walk
right,
in the room from what you've been, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But on that thing, you ever think race is not going to be a problem? Like, just it's not going to be a topic, you know what I'm saying? You think as people in America ever get past that, you know, the race and the barriers of that?
You don't think? I don't want to be naive
to say, like, we can't get to that thing, but
it'd be really, really hard, though, man. Like, near almost impossible if it is impossible. Only because everybody's their own person. Everybody's raised differently. Everyone's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, no one's going to want to change and shit. You know, no one's going to want to be the same.
Yeah.
You know
what I think? I think it's going to take a miracle for the nation to change its mind on the things that was embedded in their spirit. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's unfortunate. It's really unfortunate. But we had people like Bob Marley and a lot of the other greats that wanted to see us, you know, unified. You know, the whole Rainbow Coalition, which is where I want to end up at when I'm old and gray. I want to be on that whole board because I believe in that same thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't have one type of friends. You know what I'm saying? I don't have one type of people that I rely on. You know, I can't even name all of the races that I have had as best friends since I was, you know, a child. And also, on the subject of us changing, you know, our minds of racism, hell no, it's not going to change. Why? Because I've been dark-skinned my whole life, and I have yet to come across black people, white people, Mexican people that are not racist against me. Black people are the most racist, or I should say color-guarded against each other.
And the crazy thing—that is a true-ass statement right there. That is one of the truest statements.
I have lost a couple of good friends. Not they didn't die, but I'm saying like I have had to let go a couple of good friends for badgering one of my light skinned friends.
Yeah.
And they maybe was two shades darker than her, and got mad at her because she called herself Caramel.
Yeah.
And it's like, who are you to tell the next black person what they should call their own skin color? And why would you even point out the fact that you're Caramel and she's not? She's light. She's yellow. You need to call her Yellow Thunder or, you know, Light Bright or something. She ain't Caramel. It's like, so you mad she ain't dark as you? Or come on now, that's really pathetic.
Yeah, like you got to prove your blackness and everything.
Right. And like, so I'm like, I'm darker than both of y'all. And who cares?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so I grew up with a complex about dark skin because of black people, not even because of white people.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, my complex with white people came, you know, with education and when I was trying to get jobs and, you know what I'm saying? That type of stuff is what made me feel like the white man was against me. But this is a white man's world. Get over it. It's our world, all of our world, and we all in this motherfucker together.
Yeah.
We just gotta
make it. No more excuses out there. We can't use that as excuses. Black man, white man, and everything like that. We got, I was telling Jay earlier, man. We got athletes and everything making more than the president. You know what I'm saying? Kids from the worst cities in America. You know what I'm saying? Being millionaires and, you know what I'm saying, doing things, making things happen and all that. So we can't really use that as an excuse no more. The white man and everything like that. They might do things, but they ain't doing enough. You feel me? But Marley B, man, we appreciate you calling in and dropping that news on it with us and everything like that, man.
And I forgot.
Well, dropping
forgot
the news
the
on me. You know?
Look, I have one more bomb to drop on y'all. I also got signed to a label called Street Money Empire. Street Money Empire, yeah, it's affiliated with a couple of, you know, I'll announce that Wednesday. But, you know what I'm saying, we should be doing big things real soon. So.
Okay.
I relocated to the south, and I mean, I'll be back in LA soon and, you know, back and forth or whatnot. But right now, I'm just enjoying, like, family life and being married, and you know what I'm saying? This nigga, like, my best friend. So,
this is
new to me, but the feeling is bomb.
Yeah. Well, let me be the first to congratulate you on all your new ventures and all your found success and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? We're really happy for you over here and whatnot. And I'm glad to hear all that, you know what I mean? It puts a smile on my face, you dig?
Right.
Yeah.
It's better than me being homicidal, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you right about that.
Real talk. You was ready to put it to a couple cast jugglers out here, so, like, I know you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
if I do get homicidal, I now have a gunman. So, no, I'm just playing with y'all.
Oh, shit.
They got,
I now have a partner.
They got to go deep. They got the Malvo and all that. Man. I said you got Malvo. You have to go DC snipers on us. Your little wingman,
you know,
and everything.
It's all like Mr. and Mrs. Smith, a little Bonnie and Clyde. Little.
Oh, shit.
We good. You know, we Christians. We good people.
Oh,
so,
man.
So I'll be on the lookout for us. So,
most definitely. But congratulations on everything. And, you know, I hope you have continued the success on everything. You feel me? On personal, professional, and just everything in life.
Are y'all going to be at the award show in August? Oh, for sure. We'll be there.
We're gonna be there.
Got a big summer coming up.
Yeah, most definitely. So we're gonna check you out on Wednesday and check you out with the new venture and everything like that. So hopefully you drop some new music soon to us and all that. You know what I'm saying?
So, y'all check out that Mr. Sex Education mixtape coming out Valentine's Day. Mr. Levi Kidd, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
So she over here plugging. She plugging hubby right now.
All day.
Definitely. That's how y'all got it. Keep it in the family. I dig it. Yeah. So tell Levi to holler at us too, huh?
Oh, he will. He at work right now.
We definitely
at the same time.
Yeah.
He's at work, so he you know what I'm saying. I send his love and his shout out.
We definitely
going to
let Jake
radio and the whole fam.
Yeah, you hear me? We're going to have to let Jay grill him, see what's up, you know what I'm saying? See if he's the right
one. What do I do?
Grill the husband.
I don't know what's going on.
Jay go grill him. Like, what's up, man?
A lot of people did send him, like, friend requests and ask him, like, is this real? Are y'all for real? Like, are we, how old are we? You think we faking?
Yeah, who would
lie
about
it? But I guess it
kind of
happened quickly in some people's eyes because, you know, some people have been following my life. So
yeah.
I guess they're so, you know, obsessed. This is an ex-best friend of mine I'm talking about. You know, I guess she missed out on some of my life because I was being so secretive. But I had to because of that particular reason. So now, you know what I'm saying, we all good.
Most definitely.
Thanks for having me, y'all.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Marley,
thanks for stopping by.
I have to buy Marley to play.
Oh, man. I think we can probably get some quick Bob Marley. I'm going to see what I can work my magic right quick.
You know?
Dig?
Yeah, no Woman, No Cry, or Welcome to Jam Rock, or...
Oh, that one right there.
Welcome to Jam Rock. Most definitely.
Yeah.
But Marley, be good looking out for stopping by, you know what I'm saying? Don't be no stranger. Right, you're always welcome.
Yeah.
You know,
congratulations again, too.
Most definitely,
thank
you know what I'm saying?
Thank you, Marley B,
y'all keep a lookout for Marley B doing big things out there, you know, doing her thing. Congratulations to her and all that, you know, just dropped the big bombshell on us, got married and whatnot. But right now, we're about to get into some more hot independent music. Y'all keep it locked right here on Grind Network on bangoutradio.com.
Check out your ass, take care. get out the mud. I think I hit the lottery. You better write a check, but your ass cash back. I had about 5 or 6 grades. I'm just trying to get fucked up and take you to my palace. Take you to my palace. And cut you like a salad. You better write a check, but your ass cash back.
Management, B-Boy Productions, Not Your Average Entertainment, T-Lee the Beast,
just give us the money or lose your plug. We get shit jerking outside the club. Just give us the money, we won't know this. B-Boy, B-Boy, serve niggas full clip. Give us the money or lose your blood. We get shit jerking outside the club. Just give us the money, you won't know that. B-Boy, B-Boy, serve niggas full clip. Big homie said go for the gusto. Ball to the bank, bro. No T's on, I'm fire, but the next bro. Get a beat your best, bro. I promise it ain't good enough. Woulda, shoulda, coulda, but I know you ain't good enough. Bitches saying T-Lee, Ben had his money up. All you niggas garbage, I'ma drive the trash truck. All you do is cycle, suck. Name a destination, I'm there, you might go. I ain't got a tight flow, please, I say eat rock. Leave your bitch with me and guaranteed I make the meat now. Posted on the block, I'm a seed of the street. I came for the money, you dummy, it's a battle beat. Let a nigga holla beat, but you better have an army. I snatch a nigga life away, ain't no problem. Sidearm on me, B-A-N-S, open up your box. If your name don't cut the check, B-Boy, we smash it on the rest. Give us the money or lose your blood. The money and lose your blood. We just get jerking outside the club. Just give us the money, you won't know that. B-Boy, B-Boy, serve niggas full clip. I'ma grind till I die, but I will not retire. Murdering motherfuckers, I'm a hitman for hire. Call me Nike, I do it, y'all try. See me supplier, everybody copy. I grind and get it, Chevrolet copy. Money in the tight fit, they tell me that I change. Ask me to borrow money, I tell them I need change. Haters going for fame at the bottom of the barrel. Everybody acting funny till they staring down the barrel of a pistol. Yeah, I got issues. Money on my mind, it's easier to forget you. I heard you sick, I come through and bless you. How you make creation a baby straight out the test tube. Overlook you little niggas just like the best to the beat me. Rappers better know some kind of voodoo. Get your money up on it, better unplug your YouTube. See me the beat, I'm a breed you not used to. Nickel. Just give us the money or lose your blood.
Get your cake up.
Why your hands is up, nigga? Go get your.
cake up.
I said you gotta get your cake up. Gotta get your cake up.
Cash on deck, we can show you how to cake up.
I'm chasing the paper, this money stay on my mind. My favorite color is green, nigga, just watch while I shine. Cash money on deck, nigga, we ruling this world. Bonafide top flight, nigga, fucking your girl. She be giving me dough, cause this dick ain't for free. Now it's back to 9 to 5, I just gotta do me. If you need some drone, nigga, I got the connect. My homie from Nutty Block, he be throwing up sex. I be throwing up checks, nigga, I'm writing them checks. If you need a job, nigga, I'm the boss of my shit. Allergic to broke niggas, just get out my face. Stop having your hands out, go and get your cake up.
Gotta get your cake up, gotta get your cake up.
He be screaming out broke, then you gotta get your cake up.
I said you gotta get your cake up. Gotta get your kick up.
If you worry about bills, then you gotta get your kick up.
I said you gotta get your kick up. Gotta get your kick up.
While your hand is out, nigga, go and get your kick up.
I said you gotta get your kick up. Gotta get your kick up.
Cash on deck, we can show you how to kick up.
Now they call me Money Melvin, cause I stay on a mission. Get rich quick, I'ma play my position. Fuck a quarterback, I'm a coach, pay attention. Follow all the rules, synchronize, we on the same page. And that's getting money, I'm trying to get richer. Stack up a bankroll, I'm talking large amount. Gotta get it, ain't no hesitation while you sleeping. Niggas gonna try me, I'ma leave them leaking. Back to the money, and the money keep calling me. I'm a ball hard, Jim Jones, what's up, me? My life is right, everything is nice. If I had to do it again, I'd do it twice.
Gotta get your kick up, gotta get your kick up.
If you're screaming out broke, then you gotta get your kick up.
I said you gotta get your kick up, gotta get your kick up.
If you worry about bills, then you gotta get your kick up.
I said you gotta get your kick up, gotta get your kick up.
While your hand is out, nigga, go get your kick up.
I said you gotta get your kick up, gotta get your kick up.
Cash on deck, we can show you how to kick up.
Kick up,
huh?
Kick up,
yeah.
Kick up,
yeah.
Kick up,
kick
up,
kick
with a baller. I fuck her for one night, but never again will I call her. Yeah. You ain't nothing like me. No rubber band sack, Louis down from head to feet. Johnny on the feet, hard and I can ENT. How can I be this hot when I'm so icy? Yeah, all black, everything. Black 745, massive diamonds in my chain. I'm fresh out of jail and this the first song I made. My squad was sick, but fuck the one that decided to trade. If you ain't with it, you against it. You on enemy stats. You're lucky that I'm laying low, cause if I wasn't, it'd be trash. If you ain't talking about money, your conversation means nothing. The bitches know I'm all about that, so I'm who they loving. Fucking, I had so many one night stands. I done fucked enough bitches for my whole crew, man. No exaggeration, all it is niggas is hating. Your boy E-Rock shits on their ass with no constipation.
You listening to E-Rock right now, representing Hard Knocks ENT. And this is my mixtape. We're going to the top of this one right here. Holla at me, man.
Yeah, you ain't nothing like me. You throw a couple hundred while I toss a couple G's.
Couple stacks.
I see you looking, baby. Come fuck with a baller. I fuck her for one night, but never again will I call her. Yeah, you ain't nothing like me.
No.
Rubber band sack, Louis down from head to feet. Johnny on the feet, hard and I can ENT. How can I be this hot when I'm so icy?
Straight back to the business. He told me to kill him, so I'ma voice my opinion. I killed this whole beat and still left one witness. Told the homies I'll be back in the booth in 5 minutes. Straight back to the crime scene, cause nigga, I ain't finished. Just a nigga in society, that's a motherfucking business. Getting a little crazy like when the Bills had dinners. All about my money, need my cabbage and my spinach. Throwing money in the club cause I ain't got time to spend it. Y'all niggas think y'all players, but y'all know the difference. We all fuck hoes, but we pimp bitches. Money on my mind, so a nigga gotta get it. I'm staying to myself, boy, you niggas keep it.
Hey, it's your boy Young Vito. You listen to the Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. Y'all know what it is.
Hey, welcome back to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com.
Yeah, yeah.
Cripple.
Cripple in the back, man.
We back, man.
We got to take a little quick, little break right quick, you know. Get right for Bob Marley and everything like that. And things of that nature and everything like that. Man, we talking about Black History Month, you know what I'm saying? But we're going to go into a little change of gears right now, you know what I'm saying? We're going to go into something that independent artists, you know what I'm saying, once it probably just comes along with the territory. Janky promoters. We all had experience them. We all had, you know what I'm saying, been through it. You know, even some people out there listening, they might just be janky promoters. You feel me?
Yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I used to promote and everything. I'm not saying I was a janky promoter. I try to do it right, but sometimes you just got to bend the altar of reality sometimes just to make a buck, you know, just if that makes sense, you know.
Yeah.
you have to do a little mind bending, you know what I'm saying?
And
things of that nature, man. Jay, you do your stand-up thing a lot and everything like that. I know you have been through a part of some nonsense like that.
Yeah, in a way, man. I don't know that. I just feel like some people be kind of greedy and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So I kind of find the best to just do it myself.
Yeah.
Or find some real loyal people that'll do it with me, you know.
Yeah, it's rare you find some loyalty in a promo game.
It's hard, man.
Yeah, it really is talk. Real talk, man. It's crazy. I got a grip of stories right now. Let's hit some phone lines. Let's bring back my boy MKD. You know what I'm saying? Because I know he, as an artist, I know he done been through some things or twos with some promoters. MKD, what's good with you, bro?
What's up, y'all? What's up?
Ain't nothing, man. Man, I know you, because you got a story for everything. If y'all ever want to have a good time, just sit back and relax and everything, and have a good time, let MKD be a storyteller at your
yeah,
party, your
really,
next, your
one
next
of the
event.
Best.
Because he'll tell you some shit like, goddamn, man. What happened?
Look, there's two things we need. We need some liquor and some weed. So when we storytelling, we just got that. Laughing and having a mad good time, just chilling, telling stories all day.
But
my cousin, he always telling me stories. He gotten the most farther out there. Like when I used to go to Texas and visit him and do the recordings, and you know he was there. He was at that point where like he was getting mad play at the clubs. Like we was up there and it was like, his name was in the clubs. Tragic. And he had a white lady. It was, I mean, like, you wouldn't even think she was like a promoter. And she was like she was just out there, like funny like shit. And it was just, it seemed like to me people was just funny styled out there. Like, they said he gonna promote him. They said he was supposed to do a video. And, you know, when it came time to do the video, it was like something that was a setback. It was always a setback.
Yeah.
And then when he tried to get out there towards himself, like promoting himself, that's when he got shot in the face from some miraculous reason. Like, he doesn't beef with nobody. He gets along with everybody.
Yeah.
And, you know, me is like, I don't like letting people into my circle because people have hidden agendas. So he's not even from Texas, and he was out there getting mad play before the month. People was out there doing it for 6 years. It was like it was kind of funny. It was kind of janky. It was.
Yeah.
So that's what brings him back out here. But, like, yeah, we need to get Tragic on there, bring him back on there, and he could be more detailed.
Hey, Tragic, you out there listening, man. Hit us up, man. You already know the number, 661-621-7559. Just press 1 to holler at us and everything like that. But, yeah, man, that's crazy, man. The promoters, man, they'll say anything and do anything to get that almighty dollar. Man, they own it, you know what I'm saying? And like some stories, just about people just like saying this person is going to be there just to pack a club and then be like, oh, this person they had to cancel, then do this or start a fight. Because I've seen promoters start a fight in their own thing because they know the person is not about to come. You know what I'm saying? They just said that to you. You know what I'm saying? They'd be like, oh, well, Drake going to be here. Club packed. And then you just be like, and it'd be like that Boondocks. He'll throw a chair, and everybody just start wilding. And be like, he had to quit. They started tripping. Oh, you know what I'm saying? You know how people is. You know, black people always want to mess up something. Then they went on the red. Black people always want to mess something up.
Hey, that's that whitey voice.
People just always want to mess something up, you know, and things of that nature. So it just they want to blame it on this, that, and the other. You feel me? It's craziness, you know. We got some more callers on the line. Let's bring in 9267. 9267, you on the grind? Caller 9267, 661 area code. It's the last four numbers of your phone number.
Hey.
Hey.
James, it's Jimmy.
What up, Jimmy?
What's up with
it, man? This is actually one of the dudes I work with.
I got some janky-ass promoters.
Oh.
But besides janky promoters, I'm talking old school shit. I remember would have been about 10 years ago. There was a concert planned at Jethawks Stadium.
Uh-huh.
And they filled that fucker up and then came out and said, sorry, the entertainment didn't show up.
Oh,
wow.
Damn. So they gave everybody their money back?
No. They kicked everybody out and had the cops there escorting them out and basically had the entire Sheriff's Riot gear there ready to stop any bullshit that may happen. So we were all escorted out of the stadium with guns and pepper spray to our face. That was just so, like, I don't remember the name of the group. It was
the
hip hop group. I can't remember. It was the dude that was in the show, Sister. He was in some group. And it was
Marcus
that
Houston?
Group along with a few other groups. I think it was called, like, Too Smooth or some shit. I don't
B2K.
Know.
It's probably Marcus Houston, B2K.
Yes. Yes.
I remember those days.
And they told everybody they was gonna be there, and then they said the entertainment canceled.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't an issue of.
I mean, I don't think
they didn't let you in the gate. They let you in the gate. They let the opening act perform, and they came out on stage and said, "Oh, sorry, one of the guys in P2K is sick, so they canceled."
Wow.
It was like we want to
folks. Have a good night.
Let's just call off sick.
Oh, man, that would
I don't know why, only one of them could sing.
Shit, that's probably
which one is it?
Omarion.
So that's the
honestly,
issue.
He was the one that was sick then.
He was the one that was sick. That was the whole show back then. They couldn't go on.
Like the new group that they got going on. What's that new Mindless Behavior? All of them is dance, but like one of them is a halfway singer.
No, I did not know that. See,
you know that, yeah. And then you know the guy with the boy, the youngest one with the long piggy tail. He used to dance with Tommy Clown.
Is that right?
Oh, shit.
What y'all doing? Y'all supposed to be in the music.
All right, damn, but I'm not into Marcus Houston and the fucking... Yeah, but that's the shocking part. I didn't know they were still doing music. Like,
I didn't know. I thought they was like going to rehab by now or something.
Yeah, like man, they crazy over there, man. But that's wildness. But man, that's crazy on that Janky promote thing. Like man, that's massive. That's scandalous for promoting right there. That's past jankiness. I was talking about like man, I feel bad.
That goes on to the whole. Customer service end of your promoting, because you went and sold a shitload of tickets and you didn't follow through with what you know with what you said you were going to deliver, basically.
Man, that sounds like some Washington.
Something you can do about that.
Yeah,
man.
It was some fucking.
Inside trading Bankman screw job right there.
Really? Some Martha Stewart shit, huh?
Hell yeah. You sure Country Ride didn't do that to y'all? They probably threw the show. Country Ride threw the show. That's what we're going to blame it on. Bank of America.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? What's your name, bro? Where you calling from?
My name is Jimmy. I'm calling from Lancaster.
Jimmy from Lancaster, man. We appreciate you calling. Some love, man. You plugging anything?
I'm sorry?
Are you plugging anything? Are you promoting anything right now?
Now I've got the Imps. It's a little improv troupe that I started in Lancaster with my partner Chris Murphy. We started it. We actually held our first auditions in April of last year. We held another set of auditions in the fall, and we picked up two of your hosts there, Doggo the Cripple King and James.
JP
and KK.
JP, yep.
Shout out to the Imps, man. I know we got a couple
funnier,
of
two of the funniest men in our improv troupe, if I might throw that out there as well. So.
Flexions on it.
I know. I know.
Man.
Hey, do the King song. Do the King song.
What's the King song?
Cripple King actually won. We had a show, what is that,
the
about a week
King
and a half
improv?
Ago? Yeah, he actually won the King of Improv. So, therefore, he was the funniest that night.
Oh, so the King, so you guys do it like a challenge, like every improv show? Like, who can be the best?
No,
that was just that show.
Oh, so y'all, but y'all got to keep it going. You got to be a tournament, man. You got to hold on to your
crown. We'll have a spring tournament, hopefully, so that we can do a new King every once in a while, get it kind of mixed up, get the energy flowing again.
It's all part of the plan.
There's more than one style of improv. That's the great thing about it. There's the games. There's long form. There's kind of dramatic improv. There's all kinds of anything that can happen in life can be improv, and that's the great thing about improv. And the Imp Project has a lot of great ideas, and we've got a lot of great talent. And right now we're performing the last Friday of the month at the Cedar Center in Lancaster.
That's what's up, man. So y'all heard it here. Improv is not just for entertainment. It's a life tool. So y'all get it here first. Yeah. But, man, I appreciate you calling in, bro, man, showing some love and everything, man.
You're welcome.
And giving some input on the grind and whatnot. I think I know who this is calling on the back. Calling back. It's Marley B.
Marley.
And I was calling to talk about Janky Promoters because ran into a few.
Oh, man. They everywhere, ain't they? You know what I'm saying? What's your take on the Janky promoting this?
Man, now, being a promoter myself, I've seen people real gangster stuff. And, you know, not to say no names, but Eye Candy Styles, I'm sorry, y'all, but y'all niggas.
Oh.
Y'all
calling y'all names.
Y'all know y'all janky as a motherfucker. And I don't even cuss like that. But you know what I'm saying? Real talk. I'll never forget. It was May the 15th, my daughter's birthday. And, you know what I'm saying, they claimed they was going to have Nipsey Hussle come down to the Hollywood Celebrity Center, and they had Nipsey on the flyers and all this. Let me tell you one clue for some of the top promoters in the world and what they do. They spell a name wrong on purpose. Let me tell you why. When they're promoting on their flyers, on these billboards and all that, and you see something spelled wrong, you're like, that's not how you spell corrupt. That's not how you spell Nipsey. They did that on purpose because when it comes down to it legally, they cannot be sued.
Damn. I did not know
that. Hey, that's a hustle right there.
I mean, I told you, I ain't just a pretty face and tight body. I really do this shit, you know what I'm saying? And I study the fact that a lot of promoters.
So if they spell it wrong, they can't be taxed. Yeah. At the end of the day, like, hey, I need that money. And be like, no, I didn't. I didn't say you was going to be there. Somebody that spells their name similar to you.
Exactly. When it comes down to it, legally, it comes to the technicalities of it all. So a person can't sue, you know, they talking about Betty Grinding or Supreme and Jay Payton going to be on there, but they spell your name wrong. They're just trying to use your name for their promotion. They're just trying to feed off of your fame, you know?
Yeah.
So pay attention to that. You'll see that a lot.
That's a leech right there.
That's crazy.
That's people make a lot of money because when they did that promotion with Nipsey Hussle, spelling his name without the E, and spelling Hussle actually like hustle when everybody knows he spells it with two S's, I believe. A lot of people paid to see this show. And also artists who were hoping to do a showcase with Nipsey. They paid, you know, a few hundred dollars, and they were promised a press kit, you know, pictures from the show, from your performance, you know, people take pictures with Nipsey, and at the after party, you'll be able to get, you know, a small video and, you know, an interview. None of these things happen. You can YouTube it now. I have a video on YouTube with them where they were trying to interview me, and I just totally took the interview in my own hands and just answered my own questions because I really didn't want them to try and, you know,
Say something stupid
and try to, you know, lie about something, and then I got to be put on the spot. So I just kind of over-talked everything. But, they were good friends. But as far as promoting, you know, good luck to them. I hope in the past maybe year or two that they have learned a little more about that because that wasn't cool.
That's cold game, man. So, that's what we're doing. We're exposing janky promoters today. Calling out names. That's Marley B calling out names on them.
That was some belly roll. Y'all seen that movie, Janky Promoters?
Oh, yes. It's a bootleg classic, I would say.
Yeah, for real.
Yes. I swear, I never seen. What is the cover?
I never even seen a commercial for that shit. Like, I don't even.
One day it just came out on DVD. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah. But I don't know what
I swear to God, I have never seen the cover of Janky Promoters. I think Ice Cube and Day put that out on. I think they put that out as a bootleg on their own.
They was bored.
Yeah, it's a very funny premise. Promoting Modesto. I don't even know where Modesto is at.
Right, Modesto. Like, who lives there?
What? Yeah. Wow.
That's what them things happen on that 1,000 Ways to Die.
Oh.
Wow. What happened in Modesto on 1,000 Ways to Die?
You don't be watching the show.
No, I kind of want to. I like to watch 1,000 Ways to Live. Just keep living.
Okay.
Right.
Like I want to be a part of that show. What happened?
I wanted to give a shout out to you know, you got to give credit where it's due. And we talking about janky promoters, but let me talk about a good promoter. You know what I'm saying? I might not host Bang Out no more, but I'm gonna tell you this straight up. Topaz Lachey, that woman right there. She promote some shit. She promote her ass off. Bang Out Radio has come very far, and I was there pretty much since the beginning. And those Bang Out Radio parties, the Bang Out parties that was at Mazika's, Nazika's ain't never seen no parties like that again. I'm sorry, but no, they haven't. So, y'all, you know what I'm saying, give her credit, because when it comes to promoting, I think Topaz took, you know what I'm saying, AV to another level. And And she's a one-man band, you know what I'm saying? She do things, or a one-woman band. She does things without having to have some crew of people back her up like a gang or like a hood or, you know, a posse. You feel me? And that's, I give her props for that, because I'm an independent female that does things on my own myself. So, real talk, you know what I'm saying? Clap it up for Topaz, because that nigga right there promote her ass off. Whatever she does, she promotes. And it don't be janky. Whatever she tell you she's going to do, it that's what's going to happen. So.
She's going, most definitely. Definitely got to take her head out the Topaz. I tell her all the time, like, you guys got like a Red Bull IV. You stay on it. Like, you stay active. Like, I don't know how you do it. You make me tired. Just, you know what I'm saying? Just doing the thing. You feel me? But yeah, yep. Got to give it out. Got to give it up, man. You know what I'm saying? So, if y'all know any other good promoters, let us know. You know what I'm saying? Because Topaz, she definitely doing her thing out there. You know what I'm saying? We want to hear y'all janky promoter stories. If y'all want to share that with us, hit us up at 661-621-7559. Just press 1 to talk to us. Holler at us, you know, and let us know your stories and whatnot. Marta B, man, appreciate you hollering at us again, you know what I'm saying? Sure. Blessing us and all that and whatnot. And congratulations on everything, like we said earlier, and in all your new ventures and all that.
For sure.
Right.
Talk
but right
to y'all
now,
later.
Almost definitely. Right now, we're about to get into some more hot independent music. Y'all keep it locked right here on Grind Network on bangoutradio.com.
can get blown, get drunk, straight face. Cause I'm trying to cut, so go ahead, get wasted. Yeah, we can dress till the room stops spinning, but I don't wanna hear I had one too many. See, you can blame it all on that one too many, and we can have a ball on that one too many, and you can bring a friend, one too, that's plenty. And more than one night, now that's one too many. Where that mama body picture perfect reminds me of Bugatti's and the calendar I purchased. Just got paid, so you know the kids splurging. Sitting at the bar, bro came to the club thirsty. If you were some trash, you would be dry mouthed. But baby, you was bad, so let's post up at the house. And maybe we can speak about whatever it is we thinking about. Sitting at the bar, shop a shot, yeah, let's drink it out. You like the kush too, ma, I keep a sweet around. Now I got the munchies, baby, tell me, can I eat around? Mama, don't trip about the tab I'm spending, but I ain't trying to hear, I had one too many. We can get blown, get drunk, straight face, cause I'm trying to cut, so go ahead, get wasted. Yeah, we can dress till the room stops spinning, but I don't wanna hear, I had one too many. See, you can blame it all on that one too many, and we can have a ball on that one too many, and you can bring a friend, one too, that's plenty. And more than one night, now that's one too many.
Yeah, come on, let's get it on, cause you riding with that nigga. I hit you like a chill, guarantee I make you shiver. See, I can go down till you're screaming out for more. He can make it rain, but I bet I make it fall.
I tell you, mama, there's no better than the bastard. Swag on fist whip, higher than a bell tower, ringing your missus. Don't want to offend, but I wanna get missing. Go down and give your little kitty kisses. No diamond home, shining on the track. She want another shot, bartender, where you at? Lady, keep your change, mama, I'ma pay the tab. See, I'ma throw this money while you're gone, stay down.
We can get blown, get drunk, straight face. Cause I'm trying to cut, so go ahead, get wasted. Yeah, we can dress till the room stops spinning, but I don't wanna hear I had one too many. See, you can blame it all on that one too many, and we can have a ball on that one too many, and you can bring a friend, one too, that's plenty. And more than one night, now that's one too many, one too many. You and your friend leave with me and my Jimmy. Half on a nut, one too, that's plenty. More than one night, now that's one too many. One too many, one too many. You and your friend leave with me and my Jimmy. Half on a nut, one too, that's plenty. More than one night, now that's one too many.
We can get blown, get drunk, straight face. We can dress till the room stops spinning, but I don't wanna hear I had one too many. See, you can blame it all on that one too many, and we can have a ball on that one too many, and you can bring a friend, one too, that's plenty. And more than one night, now that's one too many.
Welcome back to Grind Never Gonna Bang Out Radio.com. That's my boy Tragic, or one too many. Don't be playing that front game when you go to the club with Tragic, man. He'll push it up on you.
Put
like,
you out on blast.
Put you on blast. You don't be drinking my drink without the consequences of drinking my drink. but it's going down right now. We got my boy MKD still with us on the line. Always, man. Always holding it down and everything like that, man. We're going to have to get you. We're going to have to do something special for you, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because you've been down since basically, I say, day two. Not first day, but day two. You feel me? And you've been down with us for a minute in the early stages, man. And we're going to have to do something for you, bro, man. You know, we appreciate the love and all that, man. What would you like?
Yeah.
You want a lap dance, son? You want a table dance? We're gonna send some strippers your way or something, bro.
Say, long job. Say, don't just free, cause I ain't paying. bring me some of that good Kush, that OG Kush.
Oh, yeah,
that's what I want.
Send it right to the mill with the royal.
Hey, my homies was telling me that they got some kind of shit with some crystals in it.
Crystal,
y'all seen that yet?
I don't know. You want to mess with that? Just that crystal up in it, you know. So nah. yeah.
It's like white. It's like green and white.
Yeah, they got some white. You know what I'm saying? You got like little flakiness in it. I guess if that's what you wanna, that's might what they've been talking about. That's some fire too, but y'all didn't hear that from me. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, they got all. The crazy thing is, you just go into the store, and I think these people just be making up the names they sell. They be like, we're gonna call this slap a nigga in the head with a brick. I don't even go by the names no more. I just be like, give me the most dankiest, most whatever you got, the best smelling, the best looking, the best whatever, the creme of the creme. You know what I'm saying? How did we get a conversation about weed like that? Just start talking about.
But anyway,
Hey,
shout out to Molly B. I'm very proud. I just want you to be happy. You know, Once dudes start acting up, me and James Payton come through, and we put a can of whoop ass on that nigga. But I'm very happy.
I'll probably be there before him a little bit.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll be right behind you, homie. I got your back. You know, we gonna listen to my CD, Go Hard or Go Home.
Yeah.
You're about to duck your luck,
but I'm happy. As long as you happy, I'm happy.
That's a great thing, man. Y'all over there being strong, man. I love what y'all doing right there. Y'all influencing me, man. I'm gonna stand strong with y'all right now.
Yeah.
I see what y'all going through right now. Let me get another caller right there.
Hey, I ain't gonna start. My heart like, oh no. But it's all good. It's all love. It's all love.
He kept it real.
Yeah, let's get into another caller. Caller 9209. Hold on. Yeah, you had a little interference. What's up with it, bro? How you doing, man?
Wonderful, man.
That's what it is, man. Udis, where you calling from?
Man, it's the Texas bread boy, Levi.
Levi?
Oh,
Levi.
What's up with it,
man? Yeah,
man. Congratulations, bro.
Appreciate it.
Oh man, how's it feel, man?
Ah, man, it's wonderful. You know what I mean?
That's a great thing, man. You didn't broke a lot of man's hearts right now, man. You didn't broke a lot of man's hearts. I'm just gonna say that, man, because you got a nice woman right now, Marley B, man.
Yeah.
I'll give you congratulations to that, bro.
Appreciate. I mean, yeah, I understand. I broke a lot of dudes' hearts. But I mean, it is what it is. You know what I mean? Hey, I got it. We follow the Lord's plan. He brought us together. Ain't nothing I did. Ain't nothing he did. It was the Lord. So if they want to get mad, hey, be mad at the Lord. Don't be mad at me.
We ain't mad at y'all. Congratulations, homie. Just letting you know, man. Just hold it down. And I think you will gonna hold it down because over the years, you seem to be a good ass dude, genuine dude. You know, I hear that. When I was with the Molly B radio and you was going there, you seemed like a good dude. And I think you are because, you know, most men don't take care of other people's children. And I just wanted to let you know you are blessed and she is blessed. And, you know, I'm a hope to wish and the best for you.
Appreciate it.
Oh, that's most definitely. So, Levi, what's up with what you got new, man? You got some new music popping on?
Oh, man. Mr. Sex Education, Volume 1, the mixtape drops Valentine's Day.
Oh, so it's going to be a little Valentine's, a little basket stuffer and all that?
Yeah, it's one of the ones, you know, you trying to make a baby, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and throw that Mr. Sex Education in, you know what I mean?
So you saying if people that don't got a Valentine's, they throw that in, they'd be good.
Yeah, they should be good.
They could get on. They can stop asking who's going to be my...
Yeah, for real. All
right, man. So you said Miss... Because we got a lot of interference on the show. Hold on. Let me go to a quick song right quick, and I'm going to be right back. Let's see if we can work out these technical difficulties. We'll be back on Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. right, welcome back to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. Boy, Unique, man. Thanks for bearing with us through them technical difficulties. Oh, we got on the line my boy Levi. You know what I'm saying? We Marley B just dropped the bombshell on that she got married to the R&B sensation Levi.
Yeah.
What's good with you, bro? Hold on, let me get
man.
Yeah, man. Sorry about that earlier, man. You know what I'm saying? It was like crazy feedback coming out of there, man. Yeah. But what you say the name of the mixtape was again?
Mr. Sex Education.
Mr. Sex Education, man. So you educating people out there. Levi, hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear us? So you educating the people out there, man. So what can we expect from it?
Huh?
What can we expect from the mixtape?
Oh, man, it ain't nothing but a bunch of, you know what I'm saying, slow tracks. I got a new track on there. It was supposed to be on the album, but I don't think I'm going to get to them on the album. It's called Trippin'. Let me see.
Okay,
I got Playhouse. I got Play Fight featuring, damn, I don't even know what version I'm putting. I'm probably going to put the one with Brooklyn James on it.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Then I got Ring Ring. You know what I'm saying? It ain't going to be that long. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to make it that long. You know what I mean?
Okay, most definitely. That's most definitely. Man. But, hey, Levi, man, time's running a little short. You called in close to the end of the show and everything. But, man, definitely stop by again next week and everything like that. Don't be no stranger.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Oh, yeah. You know Marley ain't going to let me be no stranger, man.
Most definitely, man. Congratulations and everything on the
weight
and everything, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
All right, man. You take it easy, bro.
All right.
Man, we got 1 minute left, and we're going to do a quick shout-out. We're going to start with MKD.
Yeah, this is MKD. You know it is. Just want to say, man, thanks, Supreme. Thanks, Jane Payton. Thank you, Topaz Lachey. You know, thank you, God, because without him, you know, there will be no us. But I'm looking forward to next week, man, because this shit get hotter and hotter every time I call.
Just definitely appreciate the love, bro. JP.
A shout out to all the listeners. My boy Cripple King right here is chilling with me on this journey we had today. And shout out to the Imps.
Cripple King.
Shout out to James. He's right beside me, like he said. Shout out to everyone.
Shout out
to Bang Out Radio.
I'm sorry.
Shout out to all the Cripple bitches out there, Cripple King. I love you, Cripple bitches. Keep drooling.
Man, shout out to everybody for doing their thing and everything. Man, we love you, like you, and see you next week. All right, peace.
Peace.